Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thank you for your continued support. And of course, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this and keeping this going. Do appreciate that as well. So shall we talk a little bit about Shakespeare, shall we? Because I know you love that. And of course, you'll be familiar with the big speech in Romeo and Juliet, Juliet's speech, which starts, "Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet." So obviously, here's the thing. So in this one, in this play, which written by William Shakespeare, a.k.a. Edward Vere, Romeo Montague, and the romances between Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet. And it's set in Verona. So we're pretty confident that it was just written. Shakespeare obviously made the characters up, but set in the Italian city of Verona. And yeah, that's really, and of course, it's a wonderful play, one of the many wonderful plays that he had written. But see, Shakespeare didn't quite get, he didn't understand the importance of diversity. But nowadays, we understand the importance of diversity, don't we? And this story relates to an actress called Francesca Amawuda Rivers. Francesca Amawuda Rivers. And she's been cast as Juliet. Yeah. Now, it has to be said, for our Francesca, well, I mean, she is a Black American, as far as I can understand, and looks the part, looks somewhat like Michelle Obama, so not totally feminine looking, but that's just my opinion. Other people may find her extremely attractive, but she's Black, and here's the deal: Juliet wasn't Black. The characters, as put together by Shakespeare, they were families of Verona in Italy at that particular point in history. They were not then Romeo did not seek out his Black Juliet. Now, if he had of, there would be nothing wrong in that. It's just that that's not how it happened. But anyway, some people jumped on social media and said, well, this is more, you know, whitewashing. We're taking away a white character and bringing in a Black actress to play her, right? It's too much to bear. Black actors condemn the racial abuse of Romeo and Juliet start. So you see how they do this? Do you see how they operated? More than 800 performers sign a letter of solidarity after she was, quote, targeted online. But what does that even mean, targeted online? Some people thought this was ridiculous casting. How is that targeting her online? Well, more than 800 predominantly Black female and non-binary actors, God, non-binary actors, you say, have signed an open letter in support of her. Apparently, she said racial abuse, which I don't see any evidence of. And the letter says, too many times Black performers, particularly Black actresses, are left to face the storm of online abuse after committing the crime of getting a job on their own. It comes after a statement by the Jamie Lloyd Theatre Company condemning the barrage of deplorable racial abuse that's been directed at her. This follows the announcement of the show's cast with Amawuda Rivers as Juliet and Tom Holland as Romeo. And basically, this letter goes on to say that once this casting had been announced, what then followed was a too familiar horror that many of us visible Black dark-skinned performers have experienced. What? what is visible black dark-skinned performers even mean? The racist and misogynist abuse directed at such a sweet soul has been too much to bear. Oh no, too much to bear, you say. Yes, for a casting announcement of a player to ignite such twisted, ugly abuse is truly embarrassing for those so empty and barren in their own lives that they must meddle in hateful abuse. Right, okay. So, right, first of all, the the whole article is laughable. It's completely laughable, right? What's caused the online protest is that a character who is clearly designated by Shakespeare as an Italian woman of that time, Juliet Capulet, is being cast by having a black actress play the role. And, you know, for these black actors, and sorry, I'm going to get this one right, by these predominantly female and non-binary actors getting into such an outrage, boy, maybe Tom Holland could be cast as, Nelson Mandela. Maybe Lawrence Fox could be cast as Martin Luther King in a forthcoming production. And we'll see how these proud, empowered, non-binary, dark-skinned black people, as they define themselves, their words, not mine, how they react to that. You know, they're very happy to see, in a sense, a complete inversion over everything that we commonly understand. You know, so Romeo and Juliet. Of course, you could argue, and there's an argument here that says, well, you know, Tom Holland's not Italian. Does he look like what Romeo looked like in the 1500s or whenever Shakespeare said this? Does he? Probably not, to be fair. So there is that argument. But by the same token, so, I mean, I suppose if you wanted to be purist, you'd have you'd cast two Italians, wouldn't you? But that's not how we traditionally do things. And traditionally, these big Shakespearean roles, and by the way, Shakespeare was a white man, a white lord, for that matter, in the form of De Vere. So Shakespeare was white, and it's perfectly logical that he would have written, not exclusively, but about people that he saw and perceived in the circles in which he mixed, which would have been overwhelmingly white. And Romeo and Juliet, as I say, one of the great tragic love stories of our times. They've deliberately done this. I'm sure this is just baiting by the people behind these productions. You know, yeah, I know. Let's cast a rather butch looking American black actress as Juliet, and let's look at all the free publicity we're going to get. All I say is I wouldn't cross the street to go and watch it, would you? It looks ridiculous. More whitewashing, and I think, you know, once it's called out, they revert into playing the victim card. And that's exactly what these 800 black, female, and non-binary actors have signed. I mean, what even is a non-binary actor? This is so insane. Thanks for listening.